At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to episode 199 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Faith the Public Friday, everyone. We have a ton to get to today, guys. We have three college football games to talk about. We got a lot to pack in today on a Friday because I'm not going to see you guys until Monday. But of course, make sure you join the Lombardi line this weekend. It is the highlight of my week, being able to jump in with Patrick Maher and Mike Lombardi Saturdays and Sundays. Wake up. Watch all the line moves right before game time. Remember, those are when the biggest moves come in. It's really the most exciting time of the week. So make sure you join us 10 a.m. Eastern time up until noon tomorrow for college football and Sunday for NFL. We have a huge weekend ahead here, guys. So today we are going to be talking about the three college football games for tonight, seeing some good value in a couple of them here. And then also we're going to do a lightning round here, talking about a lot of games for tomorrow that are catching my eye. I have a bunch of plays that I want to talk about. I'm seeing a bunch of sharp moves, so I'm really, really excited to hit on that with you guys. Of course, we'll update the NFL board. We have a lot of games coming up for Sunday, a lot of sharp line moves, a lot of divisional dog matches, a lot of short road dog six or less, a lot of COVID road move systems. And I have a couple favorites, believe it or not. You know me as a dog guy, but I got some favorites for you. So if you like laying the wood, contrarian favorites, fade the trendy dog, just stay tuned for the second half of the pod. And then I have a bonus MMA play for you. So there's one MMA play I really, really like for Saturday night. A little biting, but get ready because we have a ton to get to today, guys, today, everyone. But first off, number one, you walk into the bar and everybody, and I mean everybody, is sweating the Tennessee Titans. They're wearing a Derrick Henry jersey. They're wearing a Tannehill jersey. You just quietly smile. You just have that grin on your face. You order another round of beers for the boys, for the wise guys, for the sharps, and some more wings. You know, make sure you get some blue cheese. I like the honey barbecue. It's the best. Make sure you get the celery and the carrots. But guys, last night we got the good Philip Rivers, and the Indianapolis Colts came up absolutely huge for the team. I am talking massive. The Colts, baby. We are praying to get the good Rivers. We got the good Rivers. And what do you know, guys? That is the, you know, we grind sports all day, every day. You know, there's no days off, as the greatest coach of all time, Bill Belichick, likes to say. And you just grind every day. And it's just the up, the down. You just stick with it. Stay with the process. Sharp contrarian. But every once in a while, there's a game that comes around that gets you super amped because it looks so good and you love it so much. that you almost just, you know, can't wait for the game to start. And that's what happened last night with the Indianapolis Colts, guys. I am so proud of us here because we diagnosed this game not only correctly yesterday, but literally all week. And this is the key to being a successful sports bettor. You know, we identified the Colts as being the play, I want to say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We updated it all throughout the week. But number one, we had fantastic closing line value. So, you know, we talked about the Colts matching as a road division dog, a dog buy low, sell high off a loss versus a team off a win, a Thursday night one-off game where going contrarian, betting against the public is always the most valuable in these primetime games because you have an influx of public betting. Remember, you can't go contrarian in every single game in every single sport. You got to look for the lopsided plays where you have a ton of public, you know, kind of just loving one side and completely disregarding the other. But it's got to be heavily bet games with high ticket counts. So the easiest way to figure that out is games on TV, televised games, primetime games, one-off games, Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night. Those are the spots you want to go contrarian. But as we all know, it's not just about going contrarian. Again, contrarian only gets you halfway. It's a fantastic start. You got to train your mind to think differently. You got to train your mind to get down on sharp plays that are maybe gross on the surface. But betting on dogs, remember, going contrarian basically, is a great long-term strategy because the public likes to bet favorites. The public likes to bet overs. And as a result, you know, more often than not, the public loses and the house always wins. So that's the basis of going contrarian. You want to walk into the bar, see everyone on Tennessee, and you want to be on the opposite side. But remember, again, contrarian is only a guiding philosophy. It's a foundation. That's half the battle there, knowing that you're playing a long game against average Joes who bet based on gut instinct and bias, who lose more often than they win, and place yourself on the side of the house. But what's the other missing ingredient? What's the other situation here? You got to have the yin to the yang. It's not just that you're contrarian. It's that you have sharp action. That is the key, guys. And again, you know, when we're not handicappers, I'm not coming in here saying, my model has the Indianapolis Colts actually as a 3-point favorite in this game. No, we're reading the market. I didn't go to MIT. I'm not Goodwill Hunting. I don't solve complex math equations on a chalkboard at the Harvard basement auditorium. We monitor the market, and we look for sharp contrarian plays that also fit historically profitable situations. So I want to put together a sharp contrarian play on Indy that also matches all my systems in terms of road division dog, heavily bet primetime game, short road dog, six or less, yada, 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 COVID road move. So that, and buy low, sell high. These are our foundational philosophies. So not only do we love the Colts yesterday, because early in the week, we saw immediately some sharp RLM, reverse line movement, plus 2.5 down to 2. It just got sharper and sharper throughout the week. And when we left the pod, I want to say, was it down to 1.5 or 1, guys, Tennessee? Because right after the pod, it got to a pick 'em. It then flipped to Colts minus 1. A lot of books then went to Colts minus 1.5. And boy, did the Colts come up huge for us. So this is the type of play where you, if you bet it in person, if you bet it through an app, you know, you got a bet slip, you take that ticket and you put it up on the fridge. Well, you cash it in first. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you take a picture of it, snap it, print it out, put it on the fridge. But that was just literally the best you could ever ask for. And again, the Colts could have gotten rolled last night. This is the key about these moves, because we've saw, and I had a lot of people reach out to me because they were like, man, like, I guess you're right. The Sharps have really sharp, the Colts have a really sharp move. But don't you remember last week when Indy had a really sharp move against Baltimore and Baltimore rolled them? And remember, like, you know, a bunch of weeks ago when remember when the Steelers went to the Titans and the Titans had a huge move and the Steelers rolled? This is the key, guys. You can't let one game or two games make you question this situation, because this is a play you make 10 times out of 10. And again, even if Indy lost here, even if Tennessee rolled here, this is what I call a blueprint wise guy play, because it combines both philosophies. Contrarian and heavily bet game, bet against the average Joes, place yourself on the side of the house. But the key there was that reverse line movement. That was like, seriously, that was a blueprint wise guy play as good as it gets. If everyone's betting Tennessee, why is the line moving to Indianapolis Colts? So I'm proud that we identified that from the start. I don't know if you guys got the plus 2.5, the plus 2, the plus 1.5. We even said, what I love is that, we even said at this point, hey, if it's down to 1 or a pick 'em, you got to money line the Colts. And this is the key as well, because, you know, I had some people that I saw, I'm not going to name names, but they were all on Tennessee plus 1. And I was like, kind of like, oh, you know, why are you doing that? Like, you know, what's the deal here? And I get that they said, okay, you're getting good value, quote unquote, because, you know, a team that opened -2.5 is now getting a point. So in theory, yes, you're getting a better number, but I don't do that, guys. Like, to me, the whole thing there is like, you want to be on the sharp side of that sharp play. Like, yes, getting Tennessee +1, +1.5, technically you're getting a much better number, but you got to ask yourself, why are you getting such a better number on Tennessee? It's because pros absolutely hammered, steamed the hell out of the Indianapolis Colts. So again, this is a sort of play where when it's so sharp, contrarian, fitting our model, you got to be with that sharp play. Even if you're getting a worse number, I'd rather be with the play that the pros are on versus going the other way. And the other key here is like, you know, they're inflated lines. This wasn't an inflated line with Tennessee because Tennessee was still the public play. So even though you quote unquote bought low on Tennessee at +1, that's not a smart move because they were still getting 2/3 of bets. Now, if Indianapolis, you know, got all the way to -3 and they were getting, you know, 75% of the bets, then okay, yeah, that would be a Tennessee inflated line opportunity. But Tennessee was always the public play. So I would just caution, like I did see a bunch of people grab Tennessee +1, like, oh my God, I love this. I like Tennessee anyway. Now I can get them +1, +1.5. Well, it's like, yeah, you're getting them at that number because the pros have absolutely crushed Indy. So, excuse me, guys. Long story short, always with the pro side. And this is the sort of blueprint game. A couple people tweeted me. They're like, man, you made a believer out of me and my buddies. And I was with my boys, Devin Joseph, if you're listening. He said, I made all my friends bet this game and they thought there was no chance and it was going to be Tennessee all day. And we made a believer out of them last night. So I love to hear it. I also love, this is what really, really made me happy because I just love the Colts. That's literally like, if you learn one, if we had a promo or a commercial for the Market Insights podcast, this game would have been the example of what we look for. Sharp contrarian, beat the closing line. We got the 1.5, all that, all of our system matches. But what really, really made me love the Colts early is that, you know, when right before the game, like the big market networks, Fox, ESPN, NFL Network, all of them, yada, 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 all their talking heads, they pick the game. And once they pick the game, they show each person with, you know, the helmet of the team that they picked. Everyone was on Tennessee. And like, I love it. When I can see all the talking heads on the public side, it just makes me like that game even more. That is just a great omen for the game coming up there. So pat yourself on the back, guys. That was fantastic with the Colts last night. And it was great to see. And I'm so glad everyone cashed on that one. But with that being said, guys, let's get after it because we got to turn the page here. We got to keep grinding. We got to keep making money. That is the goal. That is what we do. We grind. Whether the Colts, you know, blew them out last night or got blown out, it doesn't change what we do today. Luckily, we got a huge win there, but we just turn the page and keep grinding, guys. So I do want to mention we have so much going on here at VSiN. We have so much to offer in terms of Points Spread Weekly, our digital magazine, which has so much great information, power rankings, best bets, great articles and content for all the major sports. We also have with our VSiN All Access membership, you'll get that best bet email delivered to you every single morning. Throughout the afternoon usually. And what that'll do is it'll give you all the picks from the guests and the hosts. I saw Michael Lombardi put in Indy Moneyline last night, which is perfect. I love seeing that as well. Me and Lombardi are on the same side. It's always a good sign. But it gets you all the picks from all the guests and hosts who are not touting, not scambi capping. They bet the games themselves. They cap those games, and they are trying to win. You know, there's no faking here. So you'll get that, and to me that's just a hidden gem. And then you also get all the replays of all the programming, all of our exclusive content, live odds, breakdowns, power ratings, everything included. So you can go a 10-day free trial. That's what I would do. See if you like it. See if you want to give it a shot. I know you're going to like it. And then you can either go monthly, yearly, or we have a membership right now, a football special, $100, $99. It'll get you now to the Super Bowl. So if you want to go to VSiN.com/subscribe, that is where you will sign up, get the trial, and get started and get going here, guys. Of course, sign up for the newsletter. The newsletter is free, so even if you don't do the membership, you got to get the free newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. But that'll give you a ton of promos for a bunch of different sports books, Bet Rivers, DraftKings, Points Bet, all that. Especially if you're in a newly legalized state, where you can get a lot of these promos. BetMGM is another one that I love. I'll give you the rundown of all the programming, the recap from the night before with Dave Tooley, a bunch of different articles, my Market Insights column that'll get you started with some breakdowns, waking up with your coffee. So go to VSiN.com/newsletter. And then, of course, get on Twitter. Twitter is where the betting convo never, ever ends. And Twitter was just fantastic yesterday after that. Right after that Colts game, I put a tweet out at Josh_Insights. And I love it when you guys like it because that means you bet it and you won as well. So absolutely fantastic. But it's also great for following breaking news. If you're betting consistently and you're serious about sports betting, you need real-time information. Breaking injuries, follow local beat reporters, all that stuff, follow sports books. It's really, really beneficial. You can also create a gambling community where you can direct message and talk to other people and people you respect and kind of create a circle of trust, as you will, to kind of discuss games with people. Oh, I like this. Oh, yeah, me too. Or I'm on the other side, whatever it may be. But it's definitely helpful if you can kind of build a circle of trust you can lean on and discuss games with and have conversations with. But make sure you follow at VSiN Live and make sure you follow me at Josh_Insights. And of course, always shoot me an email. You want to say hello, introduce yourself, question, comment, concern, suggestion about the pod, or you got booted from 5 times, you need to open up a new account, hit me up, I'll refer you. But whatever it may be, you know, my job is to monitor the market, update you guys, you know, betting education, sharp contrarian plays. My whole goal is to make you or help you make smarter bets. There's no guarantees, there's no locks, but we play a long game, and my goal is to help you win long term. So that's what I always try to do. We can always email me, josh@vsin.com, if you have any questions about anything. But with that being said, guys, let's get started here. Let's talk some college football. So last night, other than our massive Colts hit, that Colorado-Boise game, obviously Boise ended up rolling in that one. We were waiting on the quarterback to see what would happen there. We did get the over, though, which was nice. It's always nice when you can cash an over in the third quarter. But that was 61 to 62.5, 63, able to roll in that one. And that was just a tough spread for me, guys. You know, you could kind of make a case for both sides. You know, it got to 15 at one point, 16, and then it came back down to 14. And actually, there were like, I think like 9 guys tested positive for COVID, and Boise State just rolled. So that's just a weird spread. You know, it was kind of unclear to me which side was the value side. So no matter if you lay the points, Boise, congrats. If you took Colorado State, I wouldn't be upset about that either. But at least hopefully you got the over in that one. So made it at least somewhat of a profitable night there, or at least you know kind of treaded water college and had a profitable night getting that Colts game there. But let's talk about the games for tonight. So obviously we have 3 games on the board, and I'm seeing some interesting stuff across the market for these games here. So first one is Florida Atlantic and Florida International. This is a 7 p.m. game. So just some background: this Conference USA game. These teams are literally, you know, completely opposite ends of the spectrum. David versus Goliath. Florida Atlantic, 2-game winning streak. They beat Western Kentucky 10-6, but didn't cover as a 7-point favorite. Florida International, they're winless. They haven't played since October 23rd. They've had a bunch of postponements due to COVID. So they really, you know, they have rest, but also maybe some rust as well. What I'm seeing here, guys, is Florida Atlantic is just getting rolled here. It rolled in terms of both pro and Joe money, laying the points here with FAU. They opened around -8.5, -8. They're all up to -9.5, and they're creeping up to -10. If you want to lay the wood with Florida Atlantic, I don't blame you. I did see some sharp money come in. Anything 9.5 or below at 10, there's a little buyback here on FIU. It was obviously struggled here. But if you want to bet one play here, I think the under is pretty smart. You know, the under is really low. It opened at 43. And you never see 43s in college. Like college, we're used to 50s, 60s. We have 70s. So it's a super, super low total. And I think your first inclination is, let me just take the over. You know, they can easily score, 20 plus points each. But this is actually a really sharp under, believe it or not. The thing you'll like about this is both teams play a slow pace. But if you look at FAU, they're 4-0 to the under. They're averaging 16 points a game, and they're only giving up 11 points a game. So, like, literally, the last game that FAU played, it was a 10-6 score. Again, all these unders, all these low-scoring games here. So it did fall a little bit. You're getting a little bit of value out of it, but this was about a 43 down to a 41. I would still consider an under 41 here. I've just seen a lot of smart money pour in on this under, guys. Public is taking the over, saying it's so low it's got to go over, but I continue to see this under get hit. So if you're playing one bet there, I think the under is really, really intriguing to me in that one. Next game, Iowa and Minnesota. Looking at this one here, two Big Ten rivals. They're both below 500. They're both 1-2, but they're both coming off big blowout victories here. So Iowa, they beat Michigan State 49-7. They covered the 5.5 home favorite line there. Look at Minnesota similarly. They just beat Illinois 41-14, easily covering as an 8-point road favorite in that one. So I'm looking at Minnesota here, guys. I see just kind of a value play. I don't think it's that sharp. You have a little bit of buyback here, but you have kind of a sharp line freeze, actually, when I think about it. So basically, the public is leaning Iowa here. It's not overwhelming, but a slight majority of bets are laying the points here with Iowa. But Iowa open at -3.5. Some books may have opened a little shorter. I saw some books maybe open around 2.5, but really the big books that I look at is, you know, I look at like Pinnacle as a market book, Bookmaker. Then I combine that with like Caesars, Westgate, Circa, because I want kind of not only a global number, but a Vegas number. And kind of the global books are a little bit lower, around 2.5, but all your Vegas books are around 3.5 actually. So this was a 3.5 here with Iowa laying the wood. And really what I'm seeing is kind of a sharp line freeze. So you have kind of a slight majority of bets here on Iowa as the public play. Yet the line stayed at 3.5. And I'm actually seeing, based on the juice here, a little liability to Minnesota, because some of these plus 3.5s are actually juiced up a little bit to around -115. So it looks to me like this line actually may fall down to 3. It reminds me a little bit of the Giants game against the Eagles coming up here. Grab the Giants at +3.5 because it's probably falling to 3. But this would match in terms of Minnesota as a COVID dog. You know, dogs this year in college football are 53% covering the number. So it'd also be a conference dog. It's a short dog at home. And really what I like is that, you know, I saw a couple books actually go to 4 and immediately get down to 3.5. And now game day, as bets pour in, it's trending down to 3. So this isn't the sharpest play in the world, but I'm going Minnesota here. I'm taking a shot on the Gophers. Contrarian at home, heavily bet game, kind of a line freeze 3.5. Some late buyback, and it may fall to 3. So give me Minnesota in a conference game at home. And then also looking at the total, if you want to bet the total, there was a little bit to the over. This total opened around 56. It is now up to 58.5, 58. So I did see some money come in there on the over, pushing it up. Both these teams obviously, you know, did score quite a few points. You know, both, or at least Iowa hit the over there. You know, technically, if you add them up, let's see, Iowa combined with Michigan State, 56 points, Minnesota combined, 55, so pretty close there. But maybe you get a higher game, you know, a 33-30, Minnesota wins outright. Wouldn't that be nice? Or a 33-30, we cover with the hook. But a little bit to the over there. I saw a little over money come in. But I like Minnesota there with the points. Last game of the night, East Carolina and Cincinnati. This is a 7:30 PM game. This is just a huge line, guys. I really don't have much on this game. I know it's kind of your only ranked team here tonight, which is why, you know, it's a later game too. Going to get a lot of bets here. But you have Cincinnati. They're ranked 7th in the country. They're 6-0. East Carolina is 1-5. This does look like a little pro and Joe. If you want to lay the wood with Cincinnati, I don't blame you. This line did open around -25, -26. To Cincinnati, it's now up to -27.5. So again, to me in these spots, like, you know, I see East Carolina with value. They are a little, they're actually pretty good contrarian here. A huge conference dog, road conference dog, unranked versus ranked. So there's a lot of cases to be made for grabbing the points with ECU here. But I have seen a lot of steam come in on Cincinnati. So it's not just a public play. It looks like both pros and Joes are grabbing Cincy here. So I'm inclined not to really touch this game. If you want to lay the wood with Cincy, I get it. You know, they have been blowing out teams quite a bit this year, but that could also lead to some inflated numbers. So really, to me, this is kind of a layoff situation, not seeing a ton overall. But I did see a little to the under. So this total opened at around, I'm actually seeing some books that were like, is that right, 59? It's probably more like 56.5. It is now down to 55.5. So is this a... you know, a 37-10 game, something like that. But I did see a lot of under money come in, especially late at some respected books, including today. The last sharp move I saw was under 55.5. But really, I think if you're looking at these games tonight, Minnesota may be one of my only plays. I do like that under in FAU, FIU, because that's just so low and it keeps getting lower. And they have a really slow pace of play, and Florida Atlantic's playing these low-scoring games. So pick your spots here. You know, if you see Cincy fall a little bit late, that could be an inclination to ECU as a contrarian playing a heavily bet game. But I think it's a layoff for me. I would have liked to get the number better. But watch Cincinnati will win by 35. I'll be like, why didn't I take it? But I think Minnesota and maybe that FAU under will be one of my few plays today. I love the weekend boards. I don't want to, you know, take shots just for the sake of it. Although my girlfriend actually is going out to the gym with her friends. She does CrossFit, and then they're going to get food afterwards. So the boy will be left alone to his own devices tonight. So maybe I will dabble in some of these games. But that being said, guys, wrapping up the first half of the pod here. Recapping the Colts, huge last night, talking college football. When we get back, get ready. It's going to be a lightning round. We're going to run the board with college football, games that are catching my eye for tomorrow. We'll also update NFL, and we will talk MMA. I got one play that I really, really like in the MMA, UFC, baby. So just get ready. Biting! But stick with us, guys, on a Fade the Public Friday. It is the VSiN Market Insights Podcast with me, your host, your buddy, the guy you sweat the Colts with, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay. So you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah. Like, check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or, like, put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self, and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, everyone. Thank you for sticking around. So the weekend is almost here, guys. So get ready. We got a huge weekend ahead here with football and UFC. And I'm excited and I can't wait. And I did want to mention, believe it or not, the NBA starts December 22nd, and college basketball starts in, I think, 12 days. So we are getting closer and closer and closer. So I love it. I can't wait. It's going to get crazy again. So I'll let you guys know now. A lot of you guys have known me for a while here, and you know that I love College Hoops. But if this is kind of the first time you're doing the pod, get ready for College Hoops. It's closet. I'm a closet, huge, massive, crazy college basketball better. Even though I'm in Massachusetts, and you know, I used to like UMass when I was really young, the Marcus Camby years. But I really don't have a team. My team is the University of Vermont. I went to UVM, and Taylor Coppenrath and TJ Sorrentine from the parking lot beating the Orangemen. But really, I just love betting College Hoops, so get ready. If you're a College Hoops fan, the pod will be for you once we get back. Let's talk about games for tomorrow. So a couple that I wanted to run by you. Number one, the most heavily bet game, Wisconsin and Michigan. So this is the most heavily bet game of the week or of the day thus far. It's a 7:30 p.m. primetime game. And what I'm seeing here, guys, is a good opportunity to buy low on the Michigan Wolverines. Heavy, heavy betting is on Wisconsin. And Wisconsin has been off for a while with all their positive COVID tests. Michigan's off a bunch of losses, playing terrible. This is a primetime game, everyone taking Wisconsin, and now you're getting an inflated line opportunity with Michigan. So you had Wisconsin open as a 3.5-point favorite on the road. This line is now up to 4.5. You may even be able to get a 5. This is a primetime game, contrarian spot with Michigan, buy low. And again, when a team's playing poorly, you want to buy low on them. When a team's playing great, you want to sell high on them, exactly like that Colts spot from last night. But this just jumps out to me as a gross Michigan play, buy low on bad news, contrarian and heavily bet game at home, getting an inflated line, 3.5 up to 4.5, maybe see if you can get a 5. But I'll be a Wolverine that night, and that's unranked, first-ranked opportunity as well. Indiana and MSU, Rocky Lombardi, come on, baby, come up big for me. But this is another lopsided game and a really sharp contrarian play. I love this. I love Sparty here. This open Indiana, -7.5 on the road. Everybody's betting Indiana, yet the line is down to 7. So some books are juiced up. Maybe it goes back to 7.5. I'd love to get the hook in this one. But this is a really sharp play here. Michigan State only getting a third of bets at home, unranked, first ranked. Reverse line movement, contrarian, plus 7.5 down to plus 7. So give me Sparty. Come on, Rocky Lombardi. Oregon and Washington State. So this one was intriguing to me. You saw a big move to Oregon here. They open around -8. They're now up to -10, -10.5. I liked Oregon early. It's starting to scare me. I did see the last sharp move was -10, so you may still have some value there. But Washington State, if that keeps going, you're going to get an inflated line opportunity with Washington State as well. One of my favorite plays under the radar, 10:30 p.m. We're going to have to stay up late for this one. UCLA. I love UCLA at home against Utah. This opened Utah -3. Even -3.5 on the road. The line's now down to 2.5. So I would look around. If you still get a 3, I'll jump on the key number of 3. But this is a really sharp play. Everybody's betting Utah, yet the line is falling to UCLA. So last sharp move I saw was UCLA +3. So let's go Bruins, baby. Ohio State and Maryland. I was looking at an overplay here and possibly Maryland getting big points. They're at home. Obviously, they're playing Ohio State, who's great. This line opened around -27 on the road, Ohio State. Line's down to 25. So getting big points with Maryland is intriguing. And then also the over. Maybe we get a shootout here or a 45-30 game. But this would be a total that rose around 71 all the way up to 74.5. So big money to the over there in Maryland with a little reverse line movement. Penn State and Nebraska. This one scares the hell out of me, but Nebraska does look pretty good. You had Penn State open -3.5 on the road, -4. Everyone's betting Penn State, even though they're kind of bad this year. But this line has either stayed the same or fallen to 3. So I know Nebraska, it's scary. They haven't been good this year, but I did have some sharp money hit Nebraska. Baylor and Texas Tech. You know you're waiting for a dog to fave. Sharp move. This is it. Baylor. I'm looking at Baylor here on the money line. Baylor open at +1.5 or +2. The line is now completely flipped to Baylor -1.5. This is a dog to fave, sharp reverse line move, public Texas Tech, get lines moving and flipping to Baylor. This is like a mini Colts play, going from a plus dog to a minus favorite. So give me Baylor on the money line. Go Baylor Bears. Army Tulane, looking at Army in this one as well. This is a pretty sharp move to Army, and you may want to grab it sooner rather than later. This one's falling. This opened Tulane -5 at home. Line is now down to 4. I'm even seeing some 3.5s out there. It looks like it may even go further because the +3.5s are a little juiced up to Army. So we may see that drop a little bit more. But yeah, those are only a few games I definitely want to wait. I've been having a lot of success in college football, basically in my notebook, writing down games that catch my eye. But then unless I have a good, you know, good system on it, I'll put it in early. But really, it's waking up Saturday morning and seeing that late line move that's done very, very well, very, very predictive. There's a lot of head fakes when it comes to college football. So make sure you tune into the Lombardi line tomorrow morning. We'll update you on all these games. So I would love to, although I may grab Michigan plus 4.5 right now, because I feel like that may come back down to 4. But that's intriguing to me. But long story short, Saturday morning is critical for college football betting. Big late moves are very predictive of sharp money coming in. So stay tuned. If you don't have a lot of plays right now, don't worry. You'll see them come in tomorrow. Now let's flip to NFL, because we have so much going on in the NFL. So let's run the board real quick. You guys, this is going to, this is a favorite. Okay, this is a favorite play. Cleveland Indians. Cleveland Browns. This is a public play, but I have a good system on Cleveland. And I got them earlier, -3. If you still have Cleveland -3, I would consider betting it now. Looks like they're going to go to 3.5. But this is Cleveland. This is a favorite off the bye. I got a good system there. And this is both pro and Joe. Cleveland runs the ball. Houston Texans do not stop the run whatsoever. So I'm looking at Cleveland laying 3. Try to get it before 3.5. A rare favorite for me there. The under in Jacksonville, or in Green Bay, Jags against Green Bay, Packers, this is a really sharp under. This total has fallen. It continues to fall. Hopefully you got it earlier in the week. We were talking about it, but around 53 down to 49. It's going to be a crazy windy game there. 30 miles an hour of wind. It just gets forecast gets crazier and crazier. We'll mention the Cleveland game is sharp as well. That's fallen 54 to 48.5. The last sharp move I saw there was Cleveland under 49, but that's another windy game. Loving the G-men. I grabbed them 3.5. I would recommend that as well. This is a divisional dog opportunity, dog low total. And this is 3.5 falling down to 3, so make sure you get the hook. Tampa Bay and Carolina. Tampa Bay is now the public side. This line got Tampa Bay -6 down to 4.5. It's come back up, and I think I'm going to be able to get Carolina +6. I've been waiting this one out. I almost pulled the trigger at 4.5, thinking it would go even further, but I waited out because I saw some juice. And no McCaffrey, that's what caused it to come back up. But Carolina +6, that would be a divisional dog. I would hold out for a 6. If you have a 5.5, don't bet it. Try to get a 6. Key number there. But that would be Carolina divisional dog. Teddy Two Gloves covers 81% of the time as a dog. Denver and Vegas. Guess what, guys? Sharp move to the Denver Broncos. This was early. Raiders -3.5, -4, all the way up to -5. Now it's back down to 4. Some books even hit 5.5 here. So late money coming in Denver. I'm leaning Denver here. And that's going to be a road division dog opportunity. One of my favorite plays of the week, Arizona Cardinals. I moneyline the Cardinals. They're getting sharper and sharper. They're probably going to go to 3 here, guys. If you haven't bet the Cardinals yet, grab them. This is a fade the trendy dog. Everyone playing Buffalo off a big win and fading Arizona off a big loss there to Miami. But you've seen Arizona go -1, -1.5, up to -2.5. And it's juiced up, may even go to 3. But I am loving Arizona there on the money line or -2.5 before it gets to 3. Sharp money keeps coming in on the Chargers, baby. Miami had some COVID concerns. I saw Van Noy and Wilkins both maybe out for this game. But the Chargers, can they finally cover a bet? Chargers +2.5 down to +1.5, even though everyone's betting Miami. Sharp reverse line move, Chargers. Keep an eye on the Chargers. Keep cruising. Baltimore and New England, my Pats. I'm taking Pats +7.5. Shop around. Try to get the hook. If you can't get a 7.5, wait and stay glued to your odds and try to grab the hook once it pops up. But this is my Patriots in a spot where they are super contrarian and heavily bet primetime game. Total open, Ravens 6.5, got up to 7.5. It's now down to 7. You also have a dog low total on that one. I do like the over. It did rise a little bit, 41.5 to 43.5. But Pats are getting hit. My Patriots, try to get a 7 there, sharp contrarian play. And then, of course, Minnesota and Chicago. Hold out for a 3 with the Chicago Bears. That is a Monday night game. We'll talk about that after the weekend when we come back on Monday. But Minnesota's getting all the bets. They open -2.5. Line freeze, they do not want to move in this game. Tells me they don't want to hand out the 3, but they may have to because it's -2.5, -120, -125 at some shops. So the 3 will be very intriguing there. Try to get the 3 divisional dog contrarian primetime game. And then I have one MMA play for it. I would recommend reading Gamble and Loon Points Read Weekly. I wish I had more plays for you, but I'm trying to tread lightly a little bit. And one that caught my eye is Dontale Mays. So this is your heavyweight bout. It's in the preliminaries. It's going to be one of the first fights of the night. And what I'm seeing here is my guy Dontel Mays is fighting Roque Martinez. And my guy Mays matches everything we look for. So remember, younger, taller, longer reach, line move. That's my four pillars that I look for. And Mays fits them all. Mays is 28. Martinez is 34. Mays is 6'5". 6'5". Martinez is 5'8". Mays is 260. Martinez is 250. Mays' reach is 81 inches. Martinez is 72. And this line opened Mays minus 220. Lines up to minus 230. I think it probably goes higher than that. But that, if you just want to be one and done, that'll be our fight. I'm looking at maybe Rafael Dos Anjos in the main event. I'll track these lines. I got to do more research here. But if you're only making one fight, one bet for MMA tomorrow night, remember, it's bet to risk, not bet to win. So if you're betting Dontel Mays minus 230, you're not betting $230 to win 100. You're betting your 100 or your regular unit size, your $5, your $20, your 1,000, whatever it may be. You're betting your unit size. And if you're betting 100 on this fight, you're looking to get back like, you know, $45 or whatever it may be with the minus 230 if you kind of just average it out. But again, bet to risk, not bet to win. That's the key. But one MMA fight. My guy, Dontel Mays. Get it done, my man. Let's go. But that's about it, guys. Wrapping up another week here, grinding in the arena. I want to thank you all for doing this with me every single day. I love it. We're a rare breed, and sweating sharp contrarian plays is what we're all about. But I want to remind you, the holidays are coming up. We got Thanksgiving. We got Christmas. We got Hanukkah. We got New Year's. And guess what? I know the search, for the never-ending search for gifts, it can be overwhelming, never know what to get. But guess what? I got you covered here. If you have someone in your life looking to learn more about sports betting, a poor square bettor who said, I love Tennessee plus minus 2.5. I love them even more plus 1. No, get them my book. Get it as a gift, a stocking stuffer. Or if you're just doing well, listening to the pod, making money on your own, and you want to make me happy, buy my book. It's called The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. It's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It's got everything I've learned in the industry, working here for almost 12 years now at this point. But bankroll management tips, taking it behind the book, how lines are set and why they move, how to go contrarian, how to go sharp, how to bet all the major sports, place to bet in person, online, how to build a gambling community. It's all included in my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. So if you want to get it, it would really, really mean a lot to me. So thank you all. And if you already got it, sincerely, thank you, thank you, thank you. But that about does it, guys. Good luck this weekend. Make sure you join us on the Lombardi line, 10 a.m. Eastern time to noon tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. And keep grinding, guys, because that's what we do. So whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City with my guy TG, or maybe Twin River in Rhode Island, or the Brook in New Hampshire, or Stadium Swim, the beautiful new Circa in Vegas, or the beautiful South Point where VSiN is located, the mecca of sports betting, wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me. We're gonna make some eye contact, nothing weird, but eye contact. We're both gonna say, hey, what do you think of Philip Rivers? Hey, I love Philip Rivers. And you're gonna show me that beautiful ticket on the Indianapolis Colts. And guess what? First beer is on me. So that about does it, guys. Stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, have multiple outs, beat the closing line, and just grind. Grind, grind, grind. That is the name of the game. We're not here to become millionaires overnight. It's not that easy. Sports betting is hard, but we win long term because we're investing. We're betting with our head, not our heart, and we're taking it one day at a time, just grinding the process. But that about does it, everyone. Good luck this weekend. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. Stay sharp. Cash your plays, and I will see you Lombardi line this weekend. And if not, I'll see you on Monday. Have a fantastic weekend, guys, and good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.